Welcome to the Ralph Moore Podcast. Gain the leadership advantage as Ralph pulls wisdom from his bag of over 50 years' experience in planting and leading multiplying churches. Our goal is to help you live as a leader you'd want to follow. You'll learn about making disciples and planting churches, but beyond that, you'll gain practical wisdom about subjects like how to manage your team, handling difficult people, pulling a congregation off a growth plateau, and even money management.
So what happens when a staff pastor walks away from their job without a real plan? Well, Yvonne Nash's journey actually really began there when she left, as we call it, full-time ministry in 2023 with no job lined up, no safety net, no nothing, and ended up pastoring 11, 12,000 people on TikTok. It's a crazy, crazy story. And I know what you're thinking, TikTok? Who believes in that stuff? But the truth is, this woman has found a way to use something a lot of people describe in very negative terms as something very positive. And I think you're going to just get blown away by this thing. But the thing is, you don't want to just copy what she's doing, but you want to learn from what she's doing. Enjoy this podcast. I want you to share a little bit about how you transitioned to where you are now. And and then we'll start to maybe get into, you know, nuts and bolts of what you do and how other people might figure out ways of picking up on it and, you know, going, there's tools out there I could use.
Yeah. So obviously I had been full-time pastor in my local church for many years. And I love it. I love the local church. I am in no way trying to deconstruct the local church at all. I think it's very important. I think as long as it's being done well, I still believe in the local church. And but in around 2022, I had a vision that I was walking away from the church. And it didn't freak me out. I was just like, okay, like God's trying to prepare me for what's next. And I didn't know what that was. I was unsure of what I was actually walking away from. And so I let leadership know, like, hey, I had this vision. I'm going to be praying into this, but I think we should be preparing for me to leave because it is going to happen. So then the following year in 2023, I knew it was time to go. I knew that what I needed to do, the mission that I had at that church, was coming to an end. And so I resigned. Not knowing, I didn't resign with a job in place. I didn't resign with a plan. My husband and I basically said, okay, like, let's consider this a time of rest and a time of healing because ministry is hard and see what God tells you. And that's what I did. I resigned at the end of 2023 and I took 3 months of just resting and healing and being with the Lord and not doing really much as far as trying to find a new, you know, what was going to be my new path. And then I'm a Gen X, so I'm not like this little spring chicken. I've had a lot of life behind me, but I was like, I love social media and I always have. I think it can be very ugly and bad, but I also think it can be such a beautiful thing. And so I was like, let me get on social media and just kind of play around and see, you know, is there a place for me? Is there, you know, somewhere where my voice can be heard and someone's going to be blessed by my story? Because at this point in my life, I've experienced so much and yes, like I loved working in the local church, but also like I know that all my experiences are not to be wasted. And so yeah. I've dealt with drugs and alcohol and I've experienced a lot of different types of abuses and infidelity and divorce and all these different things that I was like, I can use this for good. God is not going to waste my story on only the, you know, post-Jesus part of my life. It's my entire story that's going to matter. And so I
just have to interrupt you. It's just so refreshing to hear this. I grew up, I'm old. I'm a very edge of the front edge of the baby boom, the beginning edge of the baby boom. And I grew up in, I mean, when I was five, my father took me to a Youth for Christ rally. My dad had been, he got in a fight with the pastor across the street from where we lived. We moved to a new house. Little boy wants to go to Sunday school. I didn't know what it was. My mom had to explain to me what it was. And I go there, my dad would just walk me across the street and drop me off. The second week, my dad, who is not a believer, but believes in the Bible being the word of God, gets in a fight with a pastor who is a pastor, but doesn't believe the Bible is the word of God. And that was the end of that. Well, then we all got the mumps. And there was a guy named J. Vernon McGee on the radio. A lot of people still remember him. Gravelly voice, old Southerner. But he kind of just went through the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse. My dad starts listening to him. And long story short, we go to Youth for Christ rally, and he takes me in with him to this room. It's like 2,000 people at this thing. So they got a big side room. And he takes me in there so he can pray to accept Jesus. They thought he was bringing his little boy to get saved. So they give me the whole thing, and it took. I mean, I wasn't much of a Christian for the next 8 or 9 years, but I was a Christian. But I grew up hearing all these stories of, I had this past life, but here's what Jesus did for me. Or I used to have this career, but God called me, now I'm going to serve the Lord full time with my life. And even as a little kid, I'm figuring out there's something not quite right here. We're taking people out of the mission field and isolating them in the church. And as much as I believe in the local church and have led three of them and started a whole bunch of them, I still think we've got to find a way to bridge that gap. And this is what's so wonderful to me about when I first heard your story, long before I met you, I heard about you. And I say that again. God doesn't waste any part of my experience. I just say that again so people have to hear you say it and then expand on it some more.
Yeah. God doesn't waste any part of my life. It's not just post-Jesus life. It's the life before. It's all the hard bits too. My entire life is what my testimony is. That's what matters. And I wanted to use that for something. I just wasn't sure what it was yet. And so I got on a few different platforms all at once and just started doing different things, learning about the platforms. You know, how do they function? How do they work? What kind of audiences are there? What are people, you know, clinging to? Like, what's the culture like? All that kind of stuff. And I did that on multiple platforms for a few months, and they were all different. It was so crazy. They were all different types of cultures, different types of people. They are wanting different things. And so as I'm learning that, I'm watching who's interacting with me, you know, who's interacting with my content, who's interacting. I would jump into people's lives because you can go live on these different platforms. And I would go into people's lives and look at how they were interacting with each other, all those different types of things. And then I realized very quickly that TikTok was where I was getting the most traction and where I felt like there was the most room to really express myself and be who I am. And so that was the one I decided to focus on. And that's what I did starting, that was in June of 2023. In June of 2023, no, I'm sorry, 2024. In June of 2024 was when I decided to just focus on TikTok and really grow that community and see what happened. And so that's what I did. What I actually just posted content in the beginning, and I was just posting about me and who I am, right? Like, I know how to build relationships. So I'm like, that's the most important thing here is to build relationship. I honestly didn't care about likes and clicks and all that kind of stuff. I was like, how can I tell people who I am? And then hopefully them wanting to hear more from me. And so I just started posting a bunch of different content about my life, about who I was. I was honest about my marriage, about being an ordained pastor, all those different things. And then I started going into the lives, and I found a few of them that were Christian-based. And when I say Christian-based, either they were talking about God, they were praying, there might have been, you know, just them talking, doing a Bible study, things like that, right? And I was just kind of poking around in all the different rooms because there can be some very like ugly, bad, scary places in TikTok as well. So right. I was looking for these places that I could engage. And there was this one guy who was doing Testimony Tuesdays. And every Tuesday, he would bring somebody up on his live, because you can invite people into the live to tell their testimony. And so I watched this for probably like a month. So for 4 weeks, I watched his testimonies with these, you know, people. And then I messaged him and I said, hey, I'm an ordained pastor. I have a really crazy past. I have a really crazy story, and I'm wanting to do more on this platform. Could I come on and do my testimony? And could we talk about maybe partnering in something? And he was like, absolutely, let's have you on. So I think 2 weeks later, I was on the schedule and I got on and we did a live together. And the live ended up being like 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it was super long because I told my testimony, but then I'm answering questions because people can ask questions in the live, and I'm talking with him, and it just started. That is where I kind of like really found my community on there, because now they know me. They know my entire story, you know, and these are people that are just on their phones listening to my testimony in this live. And then from there, I was like, okay, so that was really cool. And all these people started to follow me, and I'm still posting content. And then I finally was like, okay, I'm ready to go live. And I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to lead a chapel, meaning I wanted to get on and I wanted to meet people where they were at when it came to their mental health, when it came to their faith, when it came to even their households. I wanted to meet people in the things that are every day for us, because I wanted to be able to say, hey, you have anxiety, but let me point you to Jesus. Hey, you have a really bad marriage, but let me point you to the Bible. Hey, you're really struggling with even who you are as a person. Let me show you what God says about this. And so I basically got on, started going live once a week, and I would pick a topic and I would just talk to them about that specific thing. So if I'm talking about anxiety, I kind of, okay, here's what anxiety is. Here are the things we experience. Here's part of my testimony. But now let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about what God says. Let's talk about what the Bible says when it comes to anxiety. And then I would just interact with the people in my life. I would answer their questions. We would pray for them on the live. I would tell them to reach out to me afterwards if it was something that they wanted to talk about more. And honestly, my very first live, there were 3 people in it. But I did the same thing I would do if there were 3,000 people in there.
Yeah.
It didn't matter to me because I know, you know, the effects of planting seeds. And the, you know, you may not see the fruit right there in that moment. You may see it later, you know, see it later on. You may not. And I was like, I'm going to consistently get on here and do this. And so that just kind of grew. I went from 3 people to sometimes there's 3, 4, 5,000 people who come through my room in the 2 or 3 hours that I'm on.
Wow.
Yes. And you know, some of them just kind of pop in, listen for a while, and then pop back out. They don't all stay, but some of them do. And some of them have turned into really great friendships and relationships. Some of them have turned into people that I'm now pastorally counseling. I've even gone to another state to visit some of them. Uh-huh. At this point, because it's real community. It's real community. It's real relationship. It's just done differently than what we're used to.
I'm just enthralled with this whole thing. You know, I'm thinking about my little meager efforts and how, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, I'm too much of a preacher. You know, I actually tried YouTube after meeting you. I fooled around, tried to put some things, but it dawned on me. I did a little devotional a few weeks ago for a prayer group, online prayer group that I attend every Friday morning. And they asked me, normally another guy leads it and whatever, I'm just part of it. But they asked me to do it. And so I did it. And by the way, I'm going to talk a little bit here. The way I did it was I went into my Word docs and they got the little microphone. And so I just kind of rambled and told this little story I wanted to tell. And then I took it over to Claude. And I go, make this thing into something. It was built around Psalm 37, and it's going to be. I'm going to put it up on YouTube. Well, actually, no, I'm just going to do this devotional. So I got it. It helped me do it. And then I go, now outline it with headers. And so now I just got the headings. It just took Ralph Moore nonsense and put it in a reasonable order. And that's all I really needed, because it's my story. So I just, yeah. I told the story to these people, and they came back and said, would it be okay if we took the video, because they had recorded it, and we published it? And it's like, they have 100,000 people on their mailing list. And it's like, oh my gosh, I stupidly tried to go on TikTok because of you. I went and I did a thing with AI that said, at your age, your audience is Facebook your natural audience. And I don't like Facebook because I don't like the Facebook messages. I never look at them, so I make people mad at me. So that wasn't a good one for me. And TikTok, I'm too much of a preacher. But I realized that day when I did that devotion, they wanted to publish it, that there's content here, and this is my natural thing. I'm pretty good at talking about the Bible. And so I then go, well, so my audience is going to be people who are already believers. And so I start building up this YouTube page, and it's having some ability to influence some people's lives, but no way. And so what I'm really trying to say is, if you're listening to this and you're a pastor and you get all revved up on Yvonne and you go, I'm going on TikTok and I'm going to do, well, I've been there. I've done that. You're probably going to get on there and preach a little mini sermon, which would be very, very good to put on to Facebook, or very, very good for you to put on a YouTube channel, something like that, for 3 or 4 minutes, because that's all they want to listen to at that point. Don't try to be Yvonne. But there's other of you that are out there, and maybe you were a pastor at some point. I mean, I was a pastor. That was years and years ago. You've got time on your hands, because I think, and we're going to get back to Yvonne in a second, but I think you're putting a lot of time into this. And if you're thinking about this and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to rip this off and copy and do whatever, you better think twice. You better really listen to this woman, because she has some really good wisdom. And so talk to us about how it grew, and talk to us a little bit more about, at one point you told me that you realize that every day in your devotions, you're generating content, and you begin to add that into the mix. Take us into some nuts and bolts. So if there's somebody who's going, I think I could do this, and maybe even I tried to warn people a minute ago, maybe there's some warnings that you want to bring too. Anything you want to share, we want to hear.
Yeah. So honestly, it became a full-time job. It really did. It became a full-time job, because I wanted to, again, I don't care about views and clicks. I care about people. And so I was like, if I'm going to invest time in this, then I need to be available for these people as well. So yes, I had a schedule of when I was going on, but that's because I think people also do like consistency. And it also keeps me accountable to myself at this point, because I'm like, it's me against TikTok at this point, you know, no one's holding me accountable but me. And so, I started just anytime I would do my weekly chapels, but then also I was like, well, I'm up every morning doing devotions. Why don't I just go live? Why don't I go live and do it with everybody else who wants to do them as well? You know, so then all of a sudden I found myself in the mornings, like, and this is big for me. You know, I'd go on no makeup, hair up in a ponytail, still in a hoodie, and getting on. And that's a big thing for me, right? Because, you know, I was always taught that you had to be ready and you had to, you know, look appropriate and all these things. And now I'm like, I'm barely waking up with a cup of coffee and I'm about to spend time with Jesus. I'm going to do it with TikTok. And so then I started going live almost every morning. You know, and I basically would just say, hey, I'm going to read my devotion. If you want to stay and listen, like, that's great. And I would read through the devotion and, you know, it always posed a question. So then I would pose the question and then I would answer it myself. And then I would just answer any questions or anything that people were saying in the chat as well. So I'm letting it be so organic and I'm letting it be super relational. But with relation comes intentionality. With relationship comes needing to be available. With relationship comes all the hard things that come with relationship, especially when people are going through really hard things and you're trying to point them to God and they're trying to resist, right? I had nothing really holding me to continuing to do this and continuing to have all these hard conversations other than the fact that I know this is what God was calling me to and I care so much about people hearing the gospel. And so it's a lot. I won't say it's easy, but it's definitely the season that God has called me in because of how much like passion and fire and drive I have for it. And again, it's the first time in my life where this isn't about, you know, me having to show up, you know, to a building and receiving a paycheck and all these other things. This was just about my heart for Jesus and the calling that he has on my life.
I love it. I really love it.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe and check his blog at ralphmoore.net.